The latest astronomy news for May 2007 is part of the Jodcast. For the full show and archives, go to www.jodcast.net.
In the news this month, Hubble celebrates its 17th birthday, planet found in the habitable zone of a nearby star, and AIM launches to shed light on noctilucent clouds. The Hubble Space Telescope celebrated its 17th birthday in April with the release of a new image of star formation in the Carina Nebula. The telescope, a joint project of both the European and American space agencies ESA and NASA, has been making stunning images of the universe since its launch in 1990. This new image is a mosaic of 48 individual exposures made using the Advanced Camera for Surveys, or ACS, and shows the star formation going on in the nebula in stunning detail. The image covers an area of sky 50 light-years across, located in the constellation of Carina, the keel of the ship Argo Navis. The nebula contains huge clouds of gas within which new stars are forming, as well as a collection of massive stars between 50 and 100 times heavier than our own Sun. NASA recently approved the fourth and final servicing mission to the telescope, which will be used to replace batteries, gyroscopes, guidance sensors, and instruments which have failed over the years, as well as install some new sensors. This upgrade will hopefully extend the lifetime of the telescope for several more years. Astronomers using a 3.6-metre telescope in Chile have discovered a planet just twice the diameter of the Earth, orbiting a star just over 20 light-years away. This exoplanet is the smallest found to date, and orbits its parent star in just 13 days. The astronomers who made the discovery calculated that this planet orbits within the so-called habitable zone of the star Gliese 581. This is the range of distances from a star where the surface temperature of a planet would be in the range where water could exist as a liquid on the surface. Too close to the star and any water would evaporate, too far and it would freeze. Although it orbits 14 times closer to its star than the Earth is to our Sun, Gliese 581 is a red dwarf, only about one-third of the mass of the Sun, and about 50 times fainter, so is much cooler. This all means that its habitable zone is much closer to the star. The discovery was made using the HARPS instrument mounted on the European Southern Observatory's 3.6-metre telescope in Chile. On Wednesday, the 25th of April, NASA's Aeronomy of Ice in the Mesosphere, or AIM, spacecraft launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. This spacecraft is designed to study the strange phenomenon of noctilucent clouds, high-altitude cloud formations which can only be seen at night when they are illuminated by sunlight from below. Astronomers at high latitudes are often familiar with these cloud formations on the very edge of space, but their origin remains a mystery. They form in the mesosphere between 50 and 80 kilometres above the surface of the Earth, where the air is both very cold and very dry. Data suggests that these clouds are becoming more frequent and are being seen at lower altitudes than ever before, with some suggesting that this could be related either to dust impacting on the atmosphere from space, or possibly even global warming. The AIM mission will study these clouds over its 2 years of operations. Since they were first detected more than 100 years ago, the origin of the cosmic rays which constantly bombard the Earth has been something of a mystery. Cosmic rays are highly energetic particles, mainly protons, and detecting them requires a special kind of telescope. One such facility is the High Energy Spectroscopic System, or HESS, a group of four such telescopes located in Namibia. Sources of cosmic rays detected by HESS include pulsars, supernovae, the supermassive black hole at the centre of the Milky Way, and distant quasars. But the HESS collaboration have now discovered a new source of very high energy cosmic rays, associated with a young cluster of stars known as Westerland 2. This region of the sky contains many massive stars in a very active region of star formation. What the HESS team suggest is that the supersonic winds of charged particles from these very massive and very hot young stars is creating massive amounts of turbulence in the plasma in the nebula, and this turbulence accelerates particles up to energies of over 1 tera electron volts. Another theory is that most of these particles are accelerated in the massive shock fronts which occur in isolated supernova explosions. The latest results from HESS appear to favour the first explanation, although more data is needed. Other new gamma-ray telescopes, such as MAGIC and GLAST, will hopefully help solve this mystery. And finally, the International Dark Sky Association has declared the Natural Bridges National Monument in Utah in the USA as the first international dark sky park. The park has spectacular natural scenery during daylight, but the area also has some of the darkest nighttime skies. The International Dark Sky Association challenged the park to improve the existing lighting, and the staff responded by replacing 80% of the park's lighting with full cut-off designs, which direct all of the light down to the ground where it is needed, rather than up into the sky where it is not.